The odds were against the Tigers. They're an inner-city team, a football team at Memphis's Manassas High School, and they hadn't won a playoff game in 110 years, which may not sound like a promising subject for a movie. But a new film about them called Undefeated has garnered an Oscar nomination for Best Feature Documentary, and I am pleased to welcome to our show Dan Lindsay and T.J. Martin, who are not only its directors, but also its editors and directors of photography, and maybe even its bottle washers. And joining us is one of the key figures in the film, Coach Bill Courtney. The movie opens today at the Empire and Lincoln Square Cinemas. Welcome to you all. So let's begin with you, Dan and TJ. How did you even hear about the Tigers?
Our producer, Rich Middlemiss, went to the University of Tennessee, and he's very obsessive about their football recruiting. So he follows like who they're, you know, looking at in terms of sophomores and juniors in high school. And this name O.C. Brown kept coming up, and he wasn't aware of O.C.'s history or anything. So he Googled his name, and this article came up about from the local Memphis paper about O.C. living with one of his coaches during the week. And so Rich sent that on to TJ and I and said, you know, I think this could be a potential interesting world to examine in a documentary. And so we, you know, we kind of agreed and we decided to look into it. And we were able to get in contact with the volunteer coaches at OC school, and one of which is Bill, who's with us here today. And he just from one conversation with Bill on the phone, we were like, well, this guy's interesting, you know, and he told us a lot of anecdotes about the history of the team and the history of Manassas, and it was enough to get us to go to Memphis and just look into the film, and that's kind of where we found this greater story.
Now, Bill, what did you think when they called you? Did you understand that if you got involved with this, it might involve a lot of commitment and a lot of invasion of your privacy?
No. We were fortunate to have a fair amount of press surrounding us and local press. And so, you know, it wasn't uncommon for people to call and ask about the story because the 6 years we were there, a lot had taken place. And, you know, frankly, you know, you three guys from California call up and talk about wanting to do a movie. And, you know, that and the beachfront property in Nebraska for sale. You know, so, I mean, you know, no, I mean, I remember the first conversation. I remember where I was, and I remember hanging up and thinking, well, that's whatever. I will tell you, the surprising time was when these guys with weird haircuts and goofy socks and straight leg jeans show up in Memphis and got a bunch of cameras hanging around, and you think to yourself, these guys might actually be serious, and...
They were serious.
They were absolutely serious. We have weird socks, but they were absolutely serious. And they I mean, they moved here after that. And
well, TJ, what was that like? What is North Memphis like?
What is North Memphis like?
I want to ask TJ because you live there already, but he showed up as a stranger.
Well, honestly, once we kind of got to North Memphis, that was another kind of motivating factor to really dive in and tell this story. I've never seen poverty on that level in this country before, and the community. We really set out to tell a human interest piece and a coming of age story, and that community in particular. It seemed like. You know, the decisions you make at that age kind of have potentially dire repercussions.
Were you surprised at all that Bill was a white man who was devoting so much of his time and energy to a team comprised totally of black players?
I think it was initially, you know, obviously that is kind of an interesting dynamic, and I think it was something we thought the film might be about, but quickly after just being there a week or two, it was clear that that didn't matter. Like, Bill was their coach, and race had nothing to do with it, and so it was very important to us to tell a story where that had nothing to do. I mean, it's there, it's present, class is present, all these things are present, but it's not what the film's about.
Yeah. Bill, there's the moment early. Go ahead.
Well, it's important to understand that when I went to Manassas to coach, there's no agenda. There's people are going to see this movie, and there are going to be folks who want to draw conclusions that they really don't have any idea what they're talking about. There was no agenda there. And yes, I'm white and they're black, but they didn't think of me as their white coach, and I didn't think of them as my black players. I was a football coach. They were a team. That was it. There was no social agenda. There was no hidden message trying to be sent. There was nothing. It was just kids that wanted to play football and get better, and a guy who had a business close to him that saw the need and was excited about the opportunity to try to help some kids be better football players. The rest of all of that stuff that people are undeniably going to want to try to talk about is outside of the dynamic of really what was going on there.
Well, you are volunteering, but you obviously know a lot about football. How did you learn to become a coach?
Well, I taught school and coached football for a living before I got into the private world and started my business. So it wasn't at all foreign to me. Plus, when I was in college, I coached. I was the athletic director of a small school in college. And after I coached and taught school for a living, even as a professional guy, I coached basketball, football, and baseball at a number of different levels. And something else, you know, that's important is, you know, whether it was basketball, football, baseball, whether it was girls or boys, whether it was elementary school, junior high school, or high school, and whether it was the inner city or suburban kids or county kids, I always coached the same. It wasn't like, here's these black kids and I'm a white guy, let's try something different. That's what I'm saying. There's no agenda. It's just you coach. If you coach the fundamentals of life, wins will come. If you try to use the fundamentals of the game as the basis for which you're going to be defined, you're going to fall flat on your butt.
Well, when the film begins, you'd already spent 6 years with the football program. What was the team like at first? And how long did it take you to gain their trust and believe that they actually could win?
It took a long time. You've got to understand the perpetual losing and being not as good as your opponents and not having any confidence in your peer group is not just about football. That's their life. Football is just a microcosm of how their world exists. So to start winning games, it was a whole lot less X's and O's initially and a whole lot more about rising above your circumstances. And once you build the fundamental tenets of discipline and character and commitment and the things that make up who you are and what your soul is, once you build those things, then you can start talking X's and O's and win football games. But until your foundation is right, you're never going to win at anything, including football. And so it took a long time. It took more than a year to really get kind of that thought process into the program. But once we did, things started changing.
Now, Dan and TJ, how long did it take you to figure out what this film would be about?
It's funny. I was going to say, like, what Bill's talking about is how we approach the film then. You know, we were kind of hesitant to make a quote-unquote sports film or a film about football. And ultimately, the film is, you know, it's football. It ostensibly is a high school football film, but it's about much, much more than that. But that's in what Bill's saying is kind of how we took his approach to how he was coaching and approached the film in the same way.
And that's why you didn't spend any time with some of the players we might assume you would have spent time with, the quarterback, the running backs.
That might be just more our own stupidity of
ignorance.
Focused on three kids who really whose lives were being changed by the experience.
Right. It was way more important to find interesting characters. I mean, we were about halfway through and we're like, oh, we probably should interview the quarterback or the guy who's scoring all the touchdowns.
Interesting characters, and also some, you know, characters that are going to have that potential for change in a short amount of time.
Instead, you wind up focusing on three players: OC, the guy you'd heard about first, Chavis, who's recently spent 15 months in a youth penitentiary, and Montrell Money Brown. And they really do have very interesting stories. You had no idea when you started.
No, we didn't. But, you know, we knew just with – at least with OC and Money, there was we chose them because of the kind of interesting juxtaposition they had. You know, OC was this kid who had this tremendous athletic ability and was – you know, needing this support to help himself in the classroom. And then Money was an amazing student. You know, he's really kind of a classic overachiever, but he just wasn't a great athlete, and so he didn't have as much support. And so that was interesting to us. And Chavis we chose just because he was like a juggernaut of drama, basically. He showed up to the team, and he was affecting the team.
If OC had better academic background, he would have been a top – he would have been wanted by every university – in America, probably, for their football team.
I think so, yeah.
Now, Bill,
he was wanted by a lot of them anyway. Yeah. He was that good.
Now, we see you giving kids chances over and over again, Bill. Was that something that happened even more times than we're aware of on the film?
Remember, the film is right at 2 hours, which means that there was about 498 hours of film that...
got left on the cutting room floor.
Are laying on Dan and TJ's floor somewhere. So, in answer to your question, even about the three kids that you've talked about, there's another 60 kids that you don't know about that also were involved. And, you know, there's a story under every helmet. And these three kids just happen to be the stories that the movie focuses on. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of second chances and a lot of work. You know, fundamentally, if someone says that they apologize to you and then they're sincere and they mean it and they're willing to succumb to rules to try to better themselves, only an idiot would not accept that apology.
And although you put up with an awful lot with Chavis, but in the end, it works. So I guess if you show faith in a kid enough, he will probably respond. It was interesting in the film when Bill is talking to the kids, they're generally quiet, but they did open up to you filmmakers, and one of the kids, in fact, Money, shows you his pet turtle, and we learn an awful lot about him through the interactions when you get into their private lives. Why do you think they were so open? Just because you were making a movie?
I think we took a note from Bill. I mean, a lot of it was specifically in that community. I think there's a lot of people that make certain promises and don't necessarily keep them. So we showed up and we said we wanted to tell your story, and in order to do that, we had to earn their trust in doing that. So we had to commit to showing up every day at practice, every day at school. And once we kind of we showed that we were committed to telling their story, and we kind of earned their trust, they really opened up to us, and we got really lucky in terms of getting a lot of emotional candor that unfolded in front of the camera.
I think it helped too that our age, actually. I mean, we kind of found ourselves right in the middle of the age of the coaches and the age of the students, so we could still relate to the high school students and say, you know, because it wasn't that long ago that we were in high school, and so I think we didn't look like authority figures as much to them, and so I think they felt it a little easier. And it was very important. We kept saying to them, you know, we are not your coaches. We are not here to, you know, like they're never going to see this footage.
In other words, don't take us seriously.
Yeah. We don't know what we're doing.
How long were you there?
We lived there for 9 months.
9 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the two of you did all the camera work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we would bring in a couple extra shooters for football games every once in a while.
Because that's very difficult to shoot a football game with two cameras, even local.
We did it, though. There is a couple games in there where it is two cameras.
And how did you do it?
Hey, you gotta understand, these guys were always there. I mean, we would have late-night film sessions at 10 o'clock at night. They were there. They filmed graduation. They filmed probably prom. I mean, whatever was going on, they were there. And so what happened was they just became part of the fabric of everything that was going on. And so two things happened. One, the kids forgot about the cameras because it wasn't foreign to them at all because they were always there. So their comfort level with all of that, it was just like it was no big deal because they were always there. It was no longer anything unfamiliar. And then the second thing is, because they were always there and because they were real consistent and real honest and just true, the kids just, you know, they were just, they believed in them. They were just part of everything else. So in what the recipe was very honest, very real emotion that was our lives that these guys got to capture.
When you saw the film for the first time, were there any scenes that really got to you?
To me?
Yeah.
We're
only thinking positively here, Bill.
I am extremely passionate about the time that I spent with those kids for 6 years, and I genuinely care deeply about them and about their welfare and their growth as young men. And
have you kept in touch with them now that they've graduated?
Yes, and I try to, you know, the thing is, for them to buy in, you kind of got to walk what you talk. And so to watch in a small 2-hour clip the transformation of the kids that I lived, but, you know, to see it and replay it, it was extremely emotional. And yes, after 6 years, I talked to and keep up with many, many, many of the players, including the three on film and many others as well.
And sure, what about you, Dan and TJ? Have you been in touch with the kids?
Oh, yeah. We talk to them. We talk to them quite frequently.
I don't want to give anything away, but it's a really emotional movie, and I defy anyone to watch it and not have a couple of tears drop.
We would call it, when we were editing the film, we'd say that it got a little dusty in here, I think. We'd watch playback on things, and we'd get really emotional.
I assume you got emotional when you learned that you'd been nominated for an Oscar?
That was more surreal.
It was definitely more surreal, yeah. I think I'm still pinching myself. It's still seeping in, that reality of being nominated for an Oscar. And to be honored amongst such really amazing filmmakers that we've been, you know, like, have been following their careers for such a long time.
Yeah. Bill, I don't want to give away what happens at the end. That's part of the story that TJ and Dan couldn't have known was going to unfold that way. But you're still coaching, right?
Yes, I am.
And what about you, Dan and TJ? Are you going to make another film about football?
Yeah, we're not coaching football, although I feel like I almost could be a decent, like, low-level assistant at this point after watching Bill for so many hours on tape.
Very, very low-level.
I'll change my socks, Bill.
Mid-level.
Okay. No, for us, we're still looking at other projects. We're just really interested in story, and form is not as important to us. So if it's a scripted feature next, maybe that will be it. Or if it's a documentary, we would do that.
I've been talking with Dan Lindsay and TJ Martin, who are the directors, editors, and directors of photography of a film called Undefeated, which has been nominated for an Oscar for Best Documentary Feature. It opens today at the Empire and Lincoln Square Cinemas, and with Coach Bill Courtney, who is the central figure in this film. Good luck with the Oscars.
Thank you
very much. All three of you.
Yeah. It'll be a fun little
Thank
experience.
You very much.
Yeah.